This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1/19/2008, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you right here on WPRO. I am an astrologer and also a card reader. What that means is that I work from a system that talks about the planets having effect on your life and their location at the time of your birth representing your fundamental personality and the way that you go about responding to things and solving problems and in some cases getting yourself in trouble. So when you join us on this program, which you do simply by picking up your phone and giving us a call at 438-WPRO, or 1-800-321-WPRO, you'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your first name. You can make one up. That's fine with me. He'll ask your birthday. I need the truth on that one simply because when I know your birthday, it gives me an idea where the planets were in a general sense at the time of your birth. Of course, I know where they are right now, and that combination allows me to have an idea whether this is an opportune or a stressful time for you in either way. I may be able to give you some information about how to handle that. When you come through to me, and this is the most important part, I need you to ask one very specific question only because we don't have enough time on the air for me to take a look at your whole future. But whether you have questions about life at home or on the job, about going back to school, changing careers, asking for a raise, whether you have questions about your relationship with family members, whether that be your children or a spouse, whether you want to know about meeting someone new, I'd be happy to give you some information. Now, here's the phone numbers, 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. And if you're new and you don't really understand what in heaven's name is this all about, just listen for a few minutes because I'm going directly to the telephones. Deb, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hello, Deb.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you're a Scorpio.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Okay, I'd like to know about the film projects that are coming up that I'm working on.
Okay. And there are more than one?
I would like there to be more than one, but I am looking at doing more than one.
Okay. Well, 2 fours flipped out of the pack as you were asking the question, and they were the 4 of Hearts and the 4 of Diamonds. So certainly those are cards that represent opportunities for you. And now I'm getting down the cards. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And I have found you. Now, of course, there's many more than one film opportunities that come through the state of Rhode Island, which is kind of an exciting new development over the last few years. And there may be one that you're hoping for right now that may not go the way you hope. There are some cards around you that don't look wonderful. You've already had an inkling that this one may not come the way you want it to. Is that right?
Not really, because I have had one that I've produced, and it's going very well. A little slow, but not as bad.
I'm not necessarily talking about one that you've already done. We're talking about the next time around, which is what you were asking me about, film projects.
Right.
And we're looking at new ones coming up. There should be something that surfaces in your direction very soon, within 2 weeks or so, which may look very exciting, and I'm afraid that one will fizzle. Don't lose hope, because you have wonderful cards in the ninth house, which indicate plenty of opportunity for some other things to come along for you. And by the way, the 4 of Diamonds falls in the ninth house, and whenever a card flips out of the deck and then shows up in a key place, clearly that's a good sign. So there's going to be some kind of rough patch ahead. Don't be discouraged. A new project should surface, I think. It may be about 9 weeks from now.
Oh, great.
For 5 to 8 weeks after that, it will not look like it's going very well. What remains to happen after that may remain to be seen, but I'm optimistic about a new project coming for you. I'm just afraid that it's further out than that one.
Okay.
All right, Deb, good luck with that.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Jen in Somerset. Jen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. First of all, I just want to say I bought myself your Astrology for Great Sex book, and I love it.
Thank you.
So now that I have met the man after 2 years of, you know, not wanting a relationship, please tell me if I need the book, okay?
Well, you bought it, so you might as well use it.
Yeah, I like it, but I'd like to use it, like, a little bit more personally.
Okay.
So,
all right. You're a Capricorn.
And his birthday is 8/26.
So he's a Virgo.
Yeah.
Well, if you peek in the book, you have to feel encouraged because Capricorn and Virgo are so well-suited to each other. So that's good news. So how long have you been seeing each other?
Since December 29th.
Right after your birthday.
Yep.
All right, I have the King of Clubs, which represents him. Now, the thing about Virgo is they will move at their own pace. You cannot hurry him. And you have to sort of back off and take a deep breath. Not that Capricorn is a pushy sign.
No.
But once you do make up your mind about something, that's it.
Better believe it.
So if you've made up your mind that you find him very interesting, you're apt to be a little bit more intense than your normal self. Now, you fall with the Five and Six of Hearts. Those are beautiful cards. He falls with very nice cards around him, too. But he's got some things in his life that I would categorize as at the very least, a bit of a headache. And in some cases, a bit more extreme than that. They're nothing that are going to take over his life, but there is a concern. I don't know if he's got an elderly parent.
He has a very bad back.
Okay. So clearly, there was a problem of some sort. So that's just going to inhibit things, but it doesn't prevent. So I think it's kind of very promising.
Is he looking at me?
Yes, in fact, the two of you are looking at each other, and you both have nice cards around, and I'm sure that he finds you intriguing. I just think that right now the thought of having a full-blown relationship, there's just things in the way. You say it's his back.
Yep.
Absolutely. Take his time.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome, Jen.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for the call, and same to you. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Patty in Warwick. Patty, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling to inquire about a friend's health.
Okay.
She's been feeling very ill. Her birthday
is April 1st. Okay.
April 5th.
So she's born under the sign of Aries, and you want to know about her health. How long has she not been feeling well?
I would say for the past 6 months.
Okay. All right. Born under the sign of Aries, 6 months ago Saturn was still in Leo. It's now in Virgo. That's not a direct hit on the sign of Aries either way. Let's take a look at the Queen of Hearts and see where she falls in this layout. She's got to be right over here. Okay. Her second house cards do indicate that she's not feeling very well, but they don't look bleak by any means. Has she had any high blood pressure problems or any heart condition of any sort?
Yes.
That's where the cards are not good. She has three cards that really are not good at all in the fifth house, and that represents the heart and everything that has to do with the heart system. Is she under a doctor's care at this point?
Yes, she is.
Okay. The cards are encouraging as far as her improved health, but not right away. This is going to take a while. This is not an easy patch for her to go through. The cards are not wonderful in her fifth or sixth house. So when you add those things up, you're right, she's got a health problem and of consequence. But I do like what I see around medical advice, and I'm optimistic about that. Also, the best news of all is the fourth house, which represents nutrition and also represents medications. She has the Nine of Hearts there. That's the best card in the deck. It seems to me the treatment that she's on is really good.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Patty. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Sylvia, you're going to be next, and everybody else, hang in there. We'll be right back with you on Myrna Land. Please stay right here.
Paul Harvey has established the gold standard for news and commentary, and you can hear why. Weekdays at 9:55 a.m. and 1:45 p.m. on News Talk 630 WPRO. Rhode Island wakes up with John DePietro. Weekday mornings on News Talk 630 WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions for you using an ordinary deck of playing cards. All you have to do is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. There are two lines available right now. Sylvia in Jamestown, welcome to the program. Hey, Sylvia.
About my youngest son, he was born March 28, 1975.
Yes.
He works for a large corporation. Do you see a promotion and relocating this future.
All right, let's take a look. He's born under the sign of Aries.
Right.
And you want to know whether it looks like there is a promotion and possibly relocation sometime soon.
Right.
Okay, let's take a look at the King of Hearts and see what's going on with that card. He's in here somewhere. I haven't found him yet, Sylvia, but he can't be too far away.
He's got to be there.
I'm sure that he is. Okay, I have found him. And as far as a promotion coming up soon, his 10th house cards are full of clubs. Clubs are cards of stability, and what that means is his position is secure. The company thinks highly of him, but as far as a really solid promotion in the immediate future, say the next 4 to 7 months, the pictures that I have in front of me indicate that that is not likely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sylvia, thank you for the call. 438 WPRO, Marianne in Providence. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Myrna.
Hi, Marianne.
I'm calling about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Her birth date is 8/25.
So she is born under the sign of Virgo. And what's your question for her?
Well, she's approaching college.
Yes.
Waiting to hear from a college. And also her health. I know I'm only supposed to do one.
You can only do one. I can't
yes.
do two.
I think I'll do the health issue.
All right. Well, she's very young to have a health issue, so I'm sorry to hear that. Let's take a look at the cards. And where certain planets are going right now, health issues that she has dealt with over time are apt to continue to be something of a concern. Now,
yeah.
right now, the picture is good. Very good. She's got the Nine of Hearts, which is that card that I speak of as divine protection, falling with the Six of Hearts, which is good health, in the sixth house, which is health. There's a Six of Spades on the surface, meaning that, yes, there is some issue. But right now, it looks as if things are okay. So,
and does it predict anything in the future? Or?
Well, cards look at a fairly short term. They tend to look at about 6 months to 9 months sometimes, with a little bit of a picture out beyond that. But in the big picture for the immediate future, her health looks okay. So if it was a concern about her wanting to stay closer to home because of a health concern, these cards are encouraging that she would be able to go a little bit further afield. Marianne, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's speak to Eric in Smithfield. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Myrna.
My pleasure. And you are a Virgo. We've got a Virgo string going on here right now.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's your question for me?
You have a question about, I'm thinking about opening up a business, and I was wondering how I would do with that.
Okay. You said you're thinking about it. Have you started to do some research on it, planning on it, and so forth?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Because Virgos don't just blithely ever do anything, so I'm pretty sure that you've checked this out three ways to Sunday, as the saying goes, or something like that. I have the King of Clubs, which represents you, and you have with you the Four of Hearts, Change for the Better, and a Ten of Hearts, a card that represents success in being self-employed. And in the tenth house of self-employment falls the Nine of Hearts. Doesn't get any better than that, Eric.
Oh.
I've got nothing but encouragement for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. And here comes a name I don't see very often, but it happens to be my brother's name. Hello, Elliot. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you? And I understand you're in Butler, New Jersey.
That's correct.
Well, welcome to the program. And I see that you're a Libra. And what's your question for me?
My question is I would like to know how my business is going to do this year.
Okay.
I own a painting company.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Do you do interiors?
Interior, exterior.
And exteriors? Okay. And being born under the sign of Libra makes you the King of Diamonds. And let's get the cards. And I have the King of Diamonds, which is the card representing you. Your 10th house cards look good. You have the Eight of Hearts there and a Four of Hearts. Again, Four of Hearts is a card that represents a change for the better. Eight of Hearts is a card that represents heart's desire. Do you really like the business?
To be honest, it's something that I'm really good at, but if I could do something else, I would.
Okay. Well, that explains why in the midst of those very nice cards, there's a Four of Spades. And a Four of Spades is a card that does represent not being totally satisfied. If you could do something else, what would that be? Do you have an idea?
I think I'd like to be a writer.
Okay. Why don't you write part-time even now?
I'm way too critical of my own abilities.
Okay. I have a suggestion for you, okay?
Sure.
Since I'm a writer. Did you know that?
I'm just learning that now, but yes.
If you check out my website, you'll see that my first book is on the market locally and that it's all over the country. What am I saying? It's on Barnes & Noble and Borders and Amazon. It's called The Astrology of Great Sex, and it's a lot of fun. And okay. It's being translated into Polish, by the way. And my second book, which is The Astrology of Great Gay Sex, is coming out in June. So, indeed, I'm a writer, and I understand exactly what you're saying. For the longest while, I would try to keep a journal, and if I ever read back over any of the pages, I would rip them up and throw them away.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, but when you write in the computer, something very wonderful happens. Because after you finish writing a page, it's gone. It's in the computer. You're not looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to try to do that. And
okay.
If that doesn't work, then the second suggestion I have is that you print out the page and you stick it in a brown paper bag or something and hide it in a closet and leave it there.
Okay.
Because writing is a habit. So if you're really serious about doing this, get going. Right now, you have two clubs in the third house of writing. That's an idea that says, you know, you continue to be concerned with it, but you're not doing it. And
mm-hmm.
If you really would like to try, all you have to do is get started. And I'll tell you, when I first worked on my books, which I started 8 years ago now, when I first worked on it, I worked on it pretty much 3 days a week for 2 hours each day. That's all. That's
all, right.
All that little bit of time. And ultimately it took over and I got excited and I started putting in more time and finished the book.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that, Elliot.
Have a good night.
And you, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lee in Fall River. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I see that you're born under the sign of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
I'd like to know if my brothers and sisters, along with me, will be successful in selling my dad's house by the year's end.
Okay. So you have how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have two brothers and two.
Two brothers and two sisters.
Yes.
And do all five of you agree on the idea of selling the house?
No.
So the real problem isn't whether or not you can sell it by the end of the year, but whether or not you can get everybody on the same page. To the idea of selling it. We got to get our ducks in a row here, Lee. We can't sell the place if the brothers and sisters don't agree. Okay, so I get to the third house, which is brothers and sisters, and I have a seven of diamonds, a three of clubs, five of diamonds, two of spades. That's red, black. It means yes, no, yes, no. So
yeah.
You want to sell it.
All right.
And there's two of your siblings who say yes and two who say no.
Right.
Why don't the five of you sit down and ask the two who don't want to sell to buy out the three who do want to sell?
Yeah, that's true.
Have you thought about that?
Well, we really haven't met yet.
Do you live very far apart, or you just not get along all that well?
I have two that's far apart.
Right.
But I know two of them want to sell, and I believe the decision is going to be left up.
Okay, well, right now the cards are bleak around the sale of the house.
Okay.
So what that means is, if you leave things exactly the way they are, things are not going to get better. If you would really like to bring about a sale, someone's got to come up with a creative idea. One thing, of course, that's very possible is to get a mortgage on the house so that the people who want to keep it have some cash with which to pay off the three of you who don't want to keep it.
Okay.
And then they split the cost of the mortgage until they fix up the property and decide what they want to do with it.
But I feel that they're leaning on me to come up with the answers.
I just did.
Okay.
They're leaning on you. You leaned on me. I came up with an idea, Lee. What more do you need? And this will work. The thing is, if you just let things alone right now, it's not going to work. And if you put it on the market and you say, well, let's just see what happens, that's not going to work either. You need everybody's energies. I do believe that energies have effect on outcomes. So if you've got a lot of people whose negative energy is working against it, that's not going to help. And maybe the place needs a little bit of work. I think it does.
Yes, it does.
In fact, it needs more than a little bit of work.
Yep.
So it might need like a mortgage or an equity loan in order to get it fixed up, in order to get top dollar if you want to sell it. And even then, we're in a market that's kind of tough. So you got a bunch of ideas there. If you make some changes, if you work with the other two who really are in agreement, I think you can come up with a plan whereby two can buy out three, and it will work. Good luck. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have enough time for the moment to talk with Brian on the cell phone. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Brian. And let's see. What's your question for me tonight?
Well, I feel career-wise like I'm a little bit stuck in a rut.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about going into business for myself for quite some time. I come from a family of entrepreneurs.
Sure.
And I was wondering if that was in my cards, if that was something that you see.
The thing about being a Leo is you really have good fortune in a great many directions, but you may not want to hang into something for a long time. It's exciting for a while, and then do you want to stick with it? And that's the big question. And so right now in the place that represents opening a business, you have two diamonds and a heart and a card that says you don't know for sure if this is what you really want to do. This is a time when you want to get together with a bunch of people who know that business and know finance and know what you need to look at and put together some sort of a business plan and really look at it seriously. My answer to your question, could you do it? Yes. Do you really, really want to do it? I'm not convinced.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour here on WPRO, so I don't want to take another one of your calls, but we do have a couple of lines available for you at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So stay right here on WPRO with me. I'm Myrna Lamb.
You want compelling talk. We've got it here. And it's all live and local. News Talk 630 WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. And we have lines available for the first time in quite a while. So if you're trying to get through, do it now at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Tony on a cell phone. Hey, Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I see that you're born under the sign of Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I'm a little bit confused what I should do in the new year, this year actually, with my career.
Okay. Are you working for a company or are you self-employed?
No, I work for a company.
Okay. And how long have you been with that company?
4 years.
Okay. That's an interesting stretch of time to be there because it means that you know them well enough and they know you well enough to be able to have a sense of what your potential is with them. And right now, you have some, when I think about where the planets are for you, when I think about how Venus is affecting your chart, for example, it makes me wonder whether this is indeed a very good time for you to start considering other alternatives, not acting on anything yet. But your timing is very interesting because in about 2 years, if you don't take action to do something different, I think you're going to be wishing that you had. So this really is a very important stretch for you to be asking yourself, where are you going and what is it that you'd like to do that you haven't done? And so that Nine of Hearts, which I frequently use as a target card, falls in your eighth house, which is all about goals and ambitions. I think the most important thing for you to be doing at this time, Tony, is thinking and asking yourself, what do I want to do that I haven't done? How would I like to reshape my career? But as far as what you're doing, your job is just not very satisfying anymore, as I see it. And with regard to the company, I don't think you're going to get where you're hoping to go. And since you're still very young and have a long work history in front of you, or a long time coming for you to work, it makes a great deal of sense for you to be asking, what do I want to do that's different from what I am doing? It may require that you take some courses beyond what you've done so far, but not necessarily going to school to try to get another degree, but rather just, I don't know, sort of taking a seminar or something like that. There's a little bit of research that you need to do before you make your next steps. But I'm optimistic about you making a change and having a sense of what you think that change should be sometime between July and October of 2008. I don't think you'll make the change much before 2009 or even 2010. Tony, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Michelle in Swansea. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Michelle. I see you're calling about a daughter.
Yes, I am.
And she's in Aries. What's your question for her?
My question is, do you see a job change in her near future?
And how long has she been working where she is?
About a little over 11 years.
So that's quite a while, too. And is she frustrated with the job, as far as you know?
Excuse me?
Do you find, do you know that whether she's frustrated with the job?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
All right. The Ace of Hearts is the card that represents her. You know what's interesting? She's in Aries, and Aries is a sign that has a lot of courage. And you'd think that they'd be very willing to just jump right out there and go get a new job, but they're not. Aries is kind of like a little kid. They want to feel comfortable. They don't want to feel threatened. They're quite independent in some ways and yet quite content to stay put in other ways. So I think that's why she has stayed in the job past the point of being at all gratified by the work. On some level, she likes the work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it has to be the circumstances within the company, how they treat their employees, and the feeling that she's on a plane and really hasn't got too much farther to go, and she's right about that. There might be one additional promotion for her where she is, but she's way too young to get stuck into something that she's not thrilled with. Now, the very best cards in this deck, a flood of hearts, all fall in her ninth house. The ninth house represents several things. It represents college. It also represents the distance. Does she live around here?
Yes, she does.
Is she interested in the possibility of relocating?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, then she should go back to school. It's one of the two, Michelle.
Okay.
Has she considered expanding her education?
She does take particular courses and seminars, but she's got her bachelor's degree, and that's where she is right now.
Okay. She has gorgeous cards in the ninth house. Since the ninth house represents the idea of relocating or going to college, and she doesn't want to relocate, I would say she should go back to school, and instead of taking sundry odds and ends of courses, let her go for a master's degree that might help really advance her in her career, especially where she's still so very young, she has so much time ahead of her to be working. Michelle, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bernie in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bruno. Boy, I'm really fascinated with all this, and you have a good mind for it,
too. Are you a new listener, Bernie? This is kind of new to you?
Oh, yeah, this is my first time. I don't know why I didn't hear you before, but it's really fascinating.
It's great fun.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you, I'm a Sagittarius, which
yes.
Everybody's giving me different things about that, but what it is I like everything I see. It's hard for me to save money. But I usually try to position that in at least getting something that's worth something. You know what I mean? But I can't save money.
Okay.
So, now I try every year to, you know, have a resolution to put more money away. But maybe today you just don't do it. I don't know. What do you think about what the future's going to be?
Okay. Well, you know, you're at a point. Are you working still or are you?
Oh, yes, I'm working.
Do you work for somebody?
Well, I'm semi-retired, right.
Sure. So you're semi-retired and you've managed...
Semi-retired.
Okay, listen, Bernie. You've managed to get to be 60-plus years old without my telling you about how to save money. So why do you think I need to tell you that now? It seems to me you're doing just fine.
I know, but I'm always... I mean, I guess I get a lot of people telling me, you know, you should save more money. Well, for what? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a woman earlier today who has a son who's, I don't know, living all around different parts of the world and somehow manages to get enough little work here and there to put money together and live the way he wants to. And he's enjoying his life. And at the end of the picture, what matters more?
I mean, I'm not hot up for money. What I mean is I just
you're
don't
not.
Save it, but... It comes to me, too. You know what
I
mean?
Well, Sagittarius is a fortunate sign. This is true. And in the second house, which represents money, you happen to have very good cards. So as far as I'm concerned, what you're doing is working. And when people tell you what you should do, all I would say if I were you is thank you.
Right. I'll never stop working. And I'm in good health. I never smoked or drank. So I have no problems at all.
You know, Bernie, let me make my point one more time, however.
Right.
When people
yeah, right.
offer you advice... All you have to do is say thank you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I just got that.
Thank you.
I just got that. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Eugene in Brighton, Mass. Eugene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Martin. I'm excited about your program. And I am 58 years old, and I still couldn't find my luck in a relationship, but what's going on? Can you help me?
You've never had luck in a relationship? Never?
Oh, I'm not happy. Oh. I am married for the third time, and I'm still searching.
So, well, wait a minute. How do you search for the perfect relationship when you're married? I don't quite.
Well, we're not compatible. I know we've been together for 12 and a half years.
So.
I know that it doesn't take us anywhere, and I tried more than my best, and I can't make it work.
Okay, Eugene, what's your wife's birthday?
She's registered 12/01/52, but it's November 3rd.
Okay, so she's a Scorpio, and you're a Leo.
She's a Sagittarian.
Oh, she's a Sagittarian. Okay. She's a Sagittarian and you're a Leo. And those are two signs that are usually compatible. And you've had two previous wives. Do you think that you have any part of this problem in terms of why you can't make these marriages work?
Well.
Big question.
Well, the second one was a convenience marriage.
Okay.
First one, she couldn't refrain from alcohol. I left, I came back.
So if the first one had a drinking problem, that's right, that doesn't count. And the second one was convenience, then how come when you married the third one, it wasn't right? I mean, didn't you know what you were doing?
The third one, I didn't want to be alone, and...
And there she was.
And I thought that it would be working, but she was never happy, and she's always blaming me for...
All right.
Not having a good life and so on. She's a doctor. I'm an engineer. And
Eugene, you've got all the right stuff going for you. The two of you ought to be able to make it work. And I look at the cards, and I can see that right now it's not a happy situation. I don't mean to make light of that with you. I respect that it's not a happy situation. But it seems to me it would make sense for the two of you to see a marriage counselor for a while and look at the questions between you and really try to determine whether you can make this relationship work. If you can figure out what it is about her that you appreciate, and if she can appreciate things about you as well, there's still some meat in this relationship, and I would suggest that you look at it. Otherwise, let it go. And if you want to have happiness in another relationship, the only way you can possibly do it is by being free from her. When I look at the cards, the only queen, meaning the only possible relationship that shows up right now, is your wife. So it seems to me, Eugene, you have to either resolve this and get out of it or resolve it and make it better. I wish you the best of luck with that. Thank you for the call. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO.
Continually awarded by the Associated Press for all aspects of our news coverage.
We are
Rhode Island's news leader. News Talk 630 WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. Astrologer, card reader, taking your calls and making predictions for you. Our lines are full now, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. And before I go back to the phones, I just want to take a minute to make sure that I say thank you to Ken for this hour. And also to let you know that my book, The Astrology of Great Sex, is available online at Amazon.com, also at Barnes & Noble and Borders. And if you want to check out more about who I am, what I do, etc., you can go to my website. That's MyrnaLamb.com. There's also AstrologyofGreatSex.com. And if you wanted to find out about private consultations, the information is there. Also, my office phone number is 401-333-7970. That's 333-7970. Back to the phones here at WPRO. Carol in Newport, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Carol. And I see you're born under the... No, you're calling about a nephew.
I'm calling about my nephew, born June 14th.
Okay, and he's a Gemini. What's your question for him?
Okay, he's been in prison for a few years, quite a few. And he lives in Virginia. He's in the Virginia prison. His wife was found dead in the woods in back of their house.
Yes.
And the woods are full of hunters. I mean, it's real hunting country there.
Yes.
He's got another trial coming up. Will he be
exonerated? Really? So he was found guilty of murdering his wife?
Yeah, right. And there's like 300 hunters in their back woods right there. I don't know why they ever accused him, but they did.
So, okay. What was his wife's birthday?
I can't tell you.
Okay. I have the King of Diamonds, which is your nephew. The third house represents news in general. And in that set of cards, there's a Two of Spades, a Three of Spades, and Eight of Spades. Those are not good cards.
Ooh.
The Eighth House cards have a lot to do with some kinds of lawsuits. The Ninth is more likely, and the Twelfth. The cards are not wonderful by any means, and he has the Nine of Spades in the Seventh House. There's there's more to him having been found guilty than the fluke that he... it's not an accident that he was found guilty, Carol.
Wow.
There's something more here.
Oh, dear, Myrna.
I cannot tell you for sure one way or the other, but this is not just simply a case where, of course, the first person they look at is the husband.
Yeah, right.
There's more to it than that. Obviously, he had a rifle. Obviously, it's the right kind of rifle. So even though there may have been three other hunters in the woods, he had the right kind of gun.
Wow.
So
okay, Myrna.
I wish I could tell you that I thought things were really wonderful, but that doesn't look wonderful to me, Carol. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jackie in East Providence, welcome. Yes, Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
My financial state right now is precarious at best.
Oh, dear.
I'm wondering if you think it's going to get better.
Well, that's the worst thing that can happen to a Taurus. Taurus is a sign of stability and security, and you care enormously about being able to pay the bills and feeling confident about that. And right now you have many spades in the second house, and the second house is money, so I certainly understand why you're feeling threatened. However, in the sixth house, which is employment, you have three clubs. So are you working currently?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have three children.
Well, it's interesting. There's three spades in the second house, and you've got three children. You need to be home to take care of them, and yet there's where the money goes. Can you do could you do a one-day-a-week job?
I probably could.
Would that help your husband?
Maybe.
Jackie, what's his birthday?
July 2nd, 1967.
It's okay. So he's born under the sign of Cancer, and I have the card that represents him. And he's not doing a bad job, all in all, by any means. But it's a lot to support all five of you.
Our financial position is due to some bad investments that I made.
Okay.
And then, I'm hoping they'll turn around.
Well, investments don't look like they're turning around right away. They might in time. But it seems to me that if it were possible for you to take a job, say, on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yep.
That extra money coming in, it might pay for the food for the week.
Right.
Might your husband appreciate that? Might that be something that helps offset some of these investments?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all make mistakes, husbands and wives both.
Mm-hmm.
And this at least would be a way of saying how committed you are to trying to make things better. And to me, it looks as though you would have no trouble getting a job. You have some skill that's marketable. And I think that if you can find a part-time use for your services, that could make a big difference.
Right.
Jackie, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Donald in Providence. Donald, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you see in my future me getting a job soon, please?
So how long have you been looking for a job, Donald?
About a year.
So it's been a year that you were out of work. One question, how long did you work before that?
About 9 years.
Okay, so you did have a position for about 9 years, and you've been looking for about a year, and you're born under the sign of Taurus. And the cards indicate that you are in a very bad place as far as trying to find a job. And I don't know whether it is that whatever your skills are, there's not as much demand for them, and that may be specifically what the problem is. But if you were willing to take virtually anything, you could have a job in 2 or 3 days. Now, let me make that very clear to you. If you're willing to go and work at a Wendy's, a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, if you're willing to work at a Dunkin' Donuts, every single one of those places has a sign up saying help wanted, and you can have a job in 2 to 3 days. If you're looking for something more specific than that, then your cards say you're in trouble, specifically because right in your neighborhood, right in the area where you're looking for work, there's nothing available in the area that you want. I wish it were otherwise, but not now. It's just not there. Donald, I'm sorry. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Diana on a car phone. Diana, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
I see that you're a Scorpio, Diana.
Yeah.
What's your question for me?
I'm considering trying to find another job to the house, and I'm just wondering how it looks.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Scorpio, and there are a lot of planets that are wonderful, helpful places for Scorpios, except not in January. The last couple of months, with Mars retrograde and Mars being your ruling planet, it hasn't been a good stretch for you to find work. So if you've been looking, say, since the middle of November, no, there's been nothing out there at all. Now, by the time that Mars goes direct, which is on the 30th of January, we'll be in a Mercury retrograde. And if you've listened to this program before, you know that you don't go looking for jobs during a Mercury retrograde. There'll also be an eclipse during that time. So take a deep breath, stick with what you've got until the end of February. Come the end of February, there should be an opportunity. A lot of planets will be in better places. And you fall with the Nine of Hearts, that card again that I use as both the card of divine protection and a target. You will be able to find something. Now, if you really want something good, you need to take a little bit more time than that. How good are your marketable credentials, Diana?
They're pretty good for a niche market.
Okay, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there any way that you can expand that niche at all?
I can do other things. It's just that what I've been doing for the past 2 or 3 years kind of pegged me into this niche.
Okay. You know, a long time ago, there were guys that made wagon wheels, and then cars took over.
Mm-hmm.
So they went out of business, right, Diana?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a niche and there's no call for the niche, what are you going to do? Now, you're a Scorpio. You're smarter than that.
Yeah.
You have to decide what the ambition is, what the goal is, and then behave like a Scorpio, which is to put your eye on exactly what it is that you want to achieve and go there. That's how I describe Scorpio, as having a blinders mentality attitude toward life. You know how you put blinders on a horse so they go straight? Well, that's how you are supposed to be able to think. You put your mind on achieving what it is that you want, and you get there. Right now, you're trying to get something that's not there.
Okay.
But you have wonderful cards to help you get a successful position if you will change your course of action just a little. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
Give some thought to that.
Okay.
Thanks, Diana. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have 2 minutes, and so there's time to speak to you, Joanne in Warwick. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
And let's see, you're asking about a Leo daughter. What's your question for her?
Do you see any extra money coming from somewhere in her chat?
Boy, everybody needs money tonight. I guess it really is a problem in the economy.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, now, she's only 23.
Mm-hmm.
Has she got a lot of debt, school, whatever?
No, there was supposed to be some money coming to her. I just don't know if this
is the time. Okay. She is the Queen of Hearts, and she falls with the Five of Hearts, a card of good fortune, and a Six of Hearts, which is also a very fortunate card. And when we get to the Eighth House, which represents inheritances, there's a Nine of Spades there. The Eighth House also represents money coming in from legal settlements.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you're looking for, the answer is not right away. Certainly not within the next 6 months or so. It's going to take a little longer than that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, Joanne. We have lines available for you. We are coming up on news time with Laura Clarizio here on WPRO, so I don't want to take your calls right now, but after Joanne, we have lines available, so this is a good time to join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk Radio, WPRO.